Hey everyone, welcome back to the C3 SYD podcast. We are continuing our series, First Things First, as we kick off 2026. Today I'm joined by a special guest, so let's get to it. So Michelle,
hi,
welcome
back
to the podcast.
Good to be back. Hi everybody.
Second time in the new set. Nice. Yeah, privileged.
Yeah. I picked this because I remembered exactly that lamp and I thought I've got to wear my cherry red shirt to match.
Totally. Absolutely.
That's what I thought when I woke up this morning after I slept in an hour past my alarm. Yeah. So it's good to
be
here.
And with the sore ankle. You've got a lot going on.
Yeah, gosh.
Kicked off the new year with an injury.
Anyway.
Well, so you've been here before. We've heard what a day in your life is.
Yes.
So instead, looking at the new year,
yep.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions, any kind of goals you're wanting to hit this year?
I don't have any. I don't have any. Last year I did no alcohol for the whole year.
Oh, yeah.
And that was not very difficult. Mm. This year I'm not doing that.
Right.
But no, I actually don't have anything. But I kind of like that. Mm. If I want to try something or start something, I'll start it whenever I want. You know,
great. That's a great mentality.
Why wait till the end of the year to start something?
Totally.
Just start it now.
Yeah. Jackson and I were saying in the last episode, like,
yeah.
That New Year's Day feels like it just represents like that totally acceptable clean slate. Like, it's okay that you didn't reach the vision last year, but
yeah.
Now it's like the universal date. Everyone can start again.
Sure. I don't like the pressure
that's
a New Year's resolution holds.
Mm.
I think I probably crumble under that. Yeah. Do you have a New Year's resolution, Beck?
No.
See?
No. No, because I actually think I'm the same. Like,
yeah.
I think in the times that I have tried to just be like, this is like a New Year thing.
Yep.
As soon as I drop the ball on it, I'm like, oh, okay, well, there you go.
Yeah, I'm a failure. So
but I think like 2025, I started a lot of new, more so hobbies than necessarily like goals or anything, but I started a lot of things in 2025, so I'll probably just continue them.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally. I didn't start much at all this year, but, you know, just rolling on to next year. Seeing how I go.
Well, today we're talking about prayer.
Yeah.
So first things first, our new series, all about setting up our year, being intentional, even if we're people that don't necessarily have New Year's resolutions, still bringing intentionality to the beginning of our year and most importantly, putting God first in those things. So today we're talking about prayer.
Mm.
So we've got you on for it because you're the resident prayer expert in my life.
Aw, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And so I thought to just kick us off because I feel like we might have some listeners that have just never prayed before. Maybe as a New Year's thing, they are looking for things spiritually and may have stumbled across us and are looking for, okay, what do these people actually believe? What do they do?
Gotcha.
What does it all mean?
Yeah.
Is it the universe? Is it God? All these things.
Mm.
So, yeah, just to give us like a little bit of an insight as to what is prayer.
Yeah, great. I love it. Well, it's prayer is a great New Year's resolution to get into prayer or to start to seek spiritual truth. I think lots of people are seeking spiritual truth and that's a good New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. But I guess prayer is – there's lots of forms of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of types of prayer to certain things or in certain ways. So I guess the real question for us is what is Christian prayer? Because, there's different forms of prayer. There's manifestation is essentially like a form of prayer when you think about it. Meditation is a form of prayer.
Yeah.
Things to do with like, you know, praying to like ancestral prayer and spirit guides and that kind of stuff. Like that's all prayer.
Yeah.
And it's an attempt to really all those things are an attempt to kind of reach something other or manifestation is to try and create something out of nothing or to to control something or a situation or yeah, the ancestral stuff, like talking mm-hmm. to ancestors or people who have passed away, that kind of thing, like mm-hmm. that is an attempt to, it's an attempt at comfort, it's an attempt at direction, it's mm-hmm. an attempt at all these different things, essentially to help bring, comfort or control into in your life. And so there's all sorts of different things in prayer, and you might be listening and maybe you've, you know, engaged in those things before. But Christian prayer, the difference in Christian prayer is really interesting. I think, often, you know, meditation or, which actually meditation is a Christian practice.
Yeah.
Just saying, and is used by lots of different religions, but, but is a Christian practice, or manifestation or these, you know, spirit guides or, whatever. I have a few different notes. Yeah, mindfulness, even just ritualistic prayer, just repetitive prayer.
Mm-hmm.
All these things are, in an effort to go somewhere. But Christian prayer is more so actually focused relationally
mm-hmm.
with a God who is other than us, outside of us, who we know is all powerful and all knowing, and ever present.
Mm.
And so when we talk about prayer, it's not just a matter of I do prayer because I want to control my life or I want to control outcomes or I pray because I want peace or I pray because I want comfort. They are all like things that come when we pray and happen mm-hmm. when we pray and are promised when we pray.
Yeah.
But I don't pray because I want peace. I pray because I want God. And I want to know him more. And so I think that's the difference as a Christian is that it's not just about getting certain things that I want or need.
Yeah.
It's more about who is at the center, and that mm-hmm. is Jesus to a Christian, that is Jesus.
Yeah.
And even as Christians, we can try and take prayer and turn it into a controlling thing and a thing we try to manipulate. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense to me.
Yeah,
personally,
I hope it makes sense to you.
Yeah,
but that's how I would see is what makes Christian prayer different.
Yeah,
is it's actually a submitting to God who is bigger
mm-hmm.
and who is greater and who loves and cares about you and knows you intimately, and it's a beautiful thing. One of the things that like when I've read about prayer that I've had people explain prayer to me is about fidelity to Jesus.
What do you mean by that?
I know. It's such a
as in infidelity.
Fun word.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
like fidelity is like when you're married.
Yeah. You're loyal.
You're faithful to that person. Infidelity is when you cheat or, you know. And so it's not just in marriage. It's in all sorts of things. But the idea of prayer is an invitation to fidelity to Jesus and to live a life of fidelity to Jesus. And because we believe Jesus is alive. He's not
He's not
just some historical figure that's dead in the past. And we're not just praying to some spirit out there and hoping that it answers and says something back. It's like we know Jesus is was a true historical figure who is truly alive today.
Yeah.
And so when I think thinking about it like that, like fidelity to Jesus, it's a real robust, alive relationship with God who wants fidelity with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. It makes it, it highlights the fact that it is a relationship, like it's a two-way.
Yeah.
Two-way street when we pray.
Yeah.
And I think, coming into the new year and prioritizing it, even just like taking stock of our own prayer life, if we're believers that have a personal relationship with Jesus, to even just like identify for ourselves, like, am I spending more time talking than listening?
Totally.
Am I listening and not taking action? And just, kind of like doing that check for ourselves and being like, okay.
Yeah.
I can like grow in that. I can pull back in that or whatever it may be personally. How, in terms of, so you've kind of outlined like that different like belief in like kind of who or what we're praying to.
Yes.
How would you say it compares to other religions and beliefs like practically?
Sure. Like in how you do it.
It looks pretty different.
Yeah. Like in like literally physically how you pray.
Yeah. In the environment.
Sure.
That all that sort of thing.
Yeah. I guess, well, different Christians pray differently.
Oh, yeah.
So I think the physical act of what you do, it really depends. I think it depends obviously on your, denominational background. So like mm-hmm. whether you're Catholic or you're whatever. Mm-hmm. But I guess like in our background and the way that mm-hmm. I pray
yeah.
is I tend to, one of the key things that Jesus talks about, is he says, don't pray in the streets so that you can be heard by people like the hypocrites do. Prayer isn't about being heard or looking good.
Yeah.
Jesus says, and this is across all Christian denominations, all the same, we all believe this, is that we don't just pray in the streets to be heard and to look good.
Mm.
And we don't just use high and lofty words. This is what Jesus says in Matthew. Don't use high and lofty words and big like long phrases.
Mm.
You know, God already knows what you need before you say it.
Yeah.
And he says, and when you pray, go into your room. He says, go into your closet, I'm pretty sure, and close the door behind you and pray in secret. Pray to your Father in secret, who hears you in secret. And so prayer, however it looks in different ways, it's not necessarily about all of the billion words you can say to God to convince him to listen to you.
Yeah.
The Bible's very clear that he's already listening.
Yeah.
So it's not about conjuring up, you know, in a lot of different other, you know, faiths or worldviews, it's a lot of conjuring up and convincing a God or convincing a deity that they should listen.
Or proving.
Yeah,
proving
totally.
That you're worthy, that you've done the right things.
Yeah, but as a Christian, you know that it's actually by what Jesus did on the cross that you can, says in the Bible, come boldly to the throne of grace. And so that's, as a Christian, I can come boldly to God's throne. I can wake up in the morning and say, oh, Jesus, good to be here, you know, and just like talk with him. And and Jesus provides a great outline in the Lord's Prayer. You know, you might have heard it if you went to a Christian school or a Catholic school, you know, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And that's actually a beautiful prayer.
Mm.
And so prayer can look all sorts of ways. You can use scripture. You can open up the Bible. I have loved learning how to pray scripture.
Yeah.
I think it's the most powerful thing you can do. Instead of just like coming up with your own stuff, why not use, you know, scripture, the word of God, what we believe is God breathed.
Yeah.
To pray. That's like a pretty amazing thing instead of just trying to figure out stuff all on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that help?
Yeah. I think so. I think it's pretty good. Outline of what prayer is and stuff. I am going to throw you a bit of a curve.
Yeah, love that.
From the notes. So, I feel like you'll have a great answer.
Okay.
But, you know,
I'm nervous.
For people that may be watching, and because the overarching scripture of this series is seek first the kingdom, as in God's kingdom, and all of these things will be added. And so all of these things that the scripture's talking about is like food and clothing, like our basic needs. It's like, don't worry about those things. Seek first the kingdom and these things will be added. But I think that something a lot of people, when they view Christianity and they are looking at God and different things, and they're like, okay, but all these bad things still happen in society. Like, I prayed for these things, or people I know were praying for these things and they didn't happen. Why would I pray?
Jeez, that is a curveball, Beck.
Yeah, it is curveball.
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's a real question. It's a question I struggled with for years.
Oh, really?
As a young person, yeah, totally.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I just thought, like, why bother praying? Like,
if God, he's going to do what he wants anyway.
Well, that's what people say, right?
Yeah.
Well, God's in control.
Mm-hmm.
God's sovereign anyway. So why bother praying if God's just going to do what he wants?
Yeah.
And that is really funny, and it's an interesting thing, and it kind of probably reflects that we don't have a holistic view of prayer and
if someone's brand new to faith, then they absolutely don't.
Well, yeah, totally. And a view of God and what his heart is for us. And I think the invitation to prayer is exactly that. It's an invitation. Like God invites us into prayer is so much more than just praying for things first and foremost. That's part of prayer.
Yeah.
The whole other part of prayer is daily walking with God and being aligned to his purposes and being aligned, you know, you're literally aligned like a like a back being aligned, you know, like you come to understand like God's will through prayer.
Yeah.
And because he is real and he's a Jesus is a real human, fully God, fully man. God is real, he's alive. And so when we pray, we're coming to understand he's real and alive, you know, his will for us that is ongoing reality. And so, like, I think what I struggled with was like, why would I want to pray for stuff? But I think it stopped me for a long time. And then I thought, you know what, I'm just going to start doing it, because I felt like I just had to learn how to pray. And so I was like, fine, I'm just going to start doing it. Yeah. And I literally just like stubbornly learned how to pray, which took me a really long time, because I just didn't really get it. I was easily distracted, and I still am easily distracted. But what I found was prayer is God like invites us into this space where he calls us to pray his will back to him, is a way that I've heard it before. And he loves to hear us praying his will back to him. So when we know scripture and we know the Bible and we understand the ways of God, we understand his character. We might not understand everything that happens, but as we pray, we get to understand his character more, and we get to see the things that happen in our world in a way bigger scope than that, just that one thing that's happening. We get to see it in an eternal perspective. And so we can, I've heard Tyler Staton says it like this. He says, pray prayers so crazy big that you will either be utterly disappointed.
Yeah, wow.
Or completely, like, completely blown away.
Wow.
Yeah, I know, which is kind of full on.
Yeah.
But it is a challenge to go, when I'm praying, like, am I really giving everything to God and trusting that whatever the outcome is, he is actually in all of eternity, in the view of eternity. That's our hope as Christians, that in the view of eternity, like God will work all things together for the good of those who love him.
Yeah.
And so I do think that when we pray, we're partnering with God in something that he wants to happen.
Yeah.
And that's a really cool thing. We're not always moving his hand.
Yeah.
But you do see in scripture that people pray and God moves.
Yeah.
And so that's a mystery that I'm like, well, I want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
Like I want to pray for my city, and I want to pray for my my family, and I want to pray, like, I've prayed for things that, you know, I never thought would change and they changed.
Yeah, totally.
And it was like, whoa. Yeah.
It's like you might not get every single thing that you've prayed for, but like he's still doing some of it. Like,
yeah. Well, it's a deep mystery.
It is.
It's a deep mystery.
I've also gotten to the same place of just like, I don't know the answers, but I'd still rather be here.
Yeah.
And like you were saying, when you get to, like, when you pray and you get to know God's character, you know that he's not doing it to be this, like, big spiteful God who's just like, no, I'm in control and I'm not going to do that thing. Like,
not at all.
You know, like, you learn to trust